The five ships translates into more than 110 jobs on board the Lakers. Lake Carriers Association spokesman Glenn Nekvasil says this means more iron ore and coal is being carried as the season winds down.
And while that's certainly welcome news, we do have to realize that a number of vessels remain laid up. The point is, it's obviously still a struggle out there.
This makes 48 vessels in the Great Lakes fleet operating, with seven still in layup because of the reduced demand for raw materials. Nekvasil can't say this is a turnaround for the ship industry.
What will 2010 look like? Well, first of all, tell me what steel production will look like in 2010, and that will dictate the iron ore trade. And then tell me how the construction industry is going to do next year, especially in Michigan, and that will give us a pretty good idea of how the limestone trade will go.
Laker cargo did increase 25% in October from September, but was down 21% from October of a year ago. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.